Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're learning Perek Tes of, we're continuing in Perek Tes of Masechta Sota, Perek Egla Arufa, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes. Eid Echad Omer, Re'isiyas HaHorig. If one Eid says, I saw the murderer do this murder, I just don't know who it was. Ve'Eid Echad Omer, Lo Re'isa. And the other witness says, you didn't see anything. Ish Omeres Re'isi, Ve'ish Omeres Lo Re'isa. If one woman says, I saw the murder, and the other woman says, nah, you didn't. How you often they would still do the Egla Arufa procedure, the Eidos of being able to identify the murderer is Eidos HaChasha over here. So it's a regular suffix, meaning we don't treat that any differently. But Eidech Romer Re'isi Yishnayim La Re'isa, if one witness says I saw the murderer and two witnesses say no you didn't, so you're orphan. So then it's for sure you're going to do the Egla Arufa procedure, because certainly we don't know who the murderer is. But Shnayim Omrim Ra'inu Ve'echad Amar Lahem Lo Re'isim. But if two witnesses say we saw the murderer and one witness says no you didn't, Lo Hayarf, and then we wouldn't do the Egla Arufa, because the two Eidim carry the day, and if they identify the murderer, that's better than the Eidus of an Eid Echad. So the Rav points out over here what's the Chiddush. So the Rav says Kugon Shashnayim Ve'echad P'sul Eidus, saying the P'sul Eidus Halachach Rav Deos. That the chiddush over here is that they're psulei edus. That even though they're psulei edus, we still follow their edus, and we follow Rav Deos. So anyone who says I saw the murderer, I misspoke before. I saw the murderer means, and I know who it is. I can identify it. So if it's either one aid that's contradicted by two aidim or contradicted by one other aid, we ignore that statement. But if it's two aidim that say they saw the murderer and it's contradicted by only one aid, we do not ignore that statement. Moving on to Mishnah Tes. Misharavu Aratz Chanim Bata Egla Rufa. When there became too many murders, they stopped doing Egla Rufa. There were too many murderers around that were killing people, so we always assumed when we find a dead body, that was probably one of those guys, it was probably one of these well-known murderers. So it's not really considered to be something that was a huge suffix by us, and the whole purpose of Egla Rufa is when it was a huge suffix. Mishaba Eliezer ben Dina'i, that's when Eliezer ben Dina'i showed up with Tchina ben Prisha Hayinikra. He was also known as Tchina ben Prisha because he changed his name at some point. Chazu Lekros So Ben Haratzchan, and they started calling him the murderer. I mean, he became known as Jack the Ripper or whatever. Misharabu Hamina'afim Paskwa Ma'im Amarim. Once we're on the topic of when terrible things became ubiquitous, that things stopped. So when there were too many adulterers, so the Me'amarim, the Me'sota, stopped working. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Hefsika. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the one who put an end to the Me'sota. He was around when the Bechor Ma'asheni. He was the hero of the post Korban era, right? That's why we have Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Zeicher the Mikdash, in so many places in Shas. Shenemar lo efkod dabno seichem kis is nena, val kol seichem kis nafena, ki heim. The pasuk goes on to say that ki heim imazonos yiparedu v'makadeshos yizapechu va'am lo yavin yilaveit. That I'm not going to punish your daughters when they do znos, or your daughters-in-law when they do niyuf, because the men are alone with zonos, and they do things with zonos all the time, and people who don't know what they're doing are going to end up nichshal for many reasons. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said that we should stop doing the sota procedures because no one's innocent. Everyone, the husbands are behaving inappropriately, everyone's behaving inappropriately. When these two Gedolei Atarayim died, Yossi ben Yozer Yisraeli and Yossi ben Yochanan Yerushalayim, so they were no longer Eshkolos. Eshkolos means Isha Kolbo, people who knew everything. Shenemar in Eshkol Lechol Bikura Ivsa Nafshi. The word Eshkol is someone who HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is very, very special. Eshkol is a cluster that ain eshkol le'echol. There's no cluster to eat. Bikura ivsa nafshi. That my nefesh wishes for the first ripe fig, the first ripe fig. So that is the concept of eshkolos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that if one aid says, I can identify the murderer, and he's contradicted by either one aid or two aidim, then we would do the Agla Rufa. But if two aidim say we can identify the murderer, even though they're puzzle aidim and they're contradicted by one aid, we're not going to do the Agla Rufa, we're going to trust those two aidim. And then in Mishnah Ches, we said when there were too many murderers, they stopped Agla Rufa, and we identified one of these murderers, Eliezer ben Dinai, who changed his name to Techina ben Prisha, and ultimately we just called him the murderer. And when there were too many people committing adultery, we stopped the Mesota, and that was done by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And then we said that when Yossi ben Yoezer Ishreda and Yossi ben Yochanan Yerushalayim died, that was it for Anashim HaEshkolos, for people who had Hakolbo, who had everything, who had Kol HaTarukula at their fingertips. Hashem, tomorrow we will conclude with Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph.